This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:36. It's Monday. It's Monday morning. Only a couple weeks until Christmas, everybody. Lots to do.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Including the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Make sure you follow our Facebook page and get all the links and videos we mention on air.
Uh-huh.
You don't even need a Facebook account to check it out. I believe we'll be posting video of Nicole singing Selena.
Yep.
On our Facebook page in just a little while.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh,
honey. So unexpected. Like, we cracked the code. She just starts singing. No one even asked. It's incredible.
I don't know. It's just that song. Anything of hers. I still play, like, if I'm driving by myself, I still play all of her music.
Look at you smiling.
Yeah. And I always think if she was still alive, would J-Lo have a career? Because that's the movie that made her.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is?
Yeah.
You know, I always think, like, if she was still alive, would she be as big as she is now? Like,
that too. I think that too.
You know? Like, does getting murdered add to your fan base?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but...
I never would have heard of her, right? Because I saw the J-Lo movie.
Oh, so you saw the J-Lo movie. I haven't seen any of it.
You should watch the J-Lo movie.
I wasn't aware at all until the Netflix special on Saturday night. And I was patiently watching because I was hoping something was going to happen soon.
Oh.
If you know what I mean.
Oh. Being a good
waiter.
Listener.
Yes,
waiter. Right.
Waiter.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say boyfriend. I'm like, boyfriend doesn't work. It doesn't. It's like, you know, whatever you want, dear.
Netflix and chill.
Right.
Yeah. No, I didn't have an ulterior motive at all for sitting patiently through three episodes of Selena. No, I was just having fun.
So did it work?
That's what I'm into. Yes, it did. Anyway, listen, right now we have a red flag warning issued throughout the Bay Area due to gusty offshore winds and lowering humidity. It's going to be sunny and warm and windy today, but it's also a situation that could be fire danger. So please don't throw your butts out the window, your ciggies out the window, and try to be as careful as possible as we get through the next couple days with a red flag warning. It's issued. They're saying here it was 11 p.m. till 11 a.m. today, but the weather will be this way for a couple days. So let's just, you know.
Let's all be careful.
Let's be careful. Right. I already did the weather. That's good. So here's the new lockdown rules. That's the story of the day is five Bay Area counties and the city of Berkeley announced on Friday that they're voluntarily imposing new strict coronavirus stay-at-home orders ahead of what Gavin Newsom had set as the reason for it. He was saying, you know, anything less than 15% capacity or vacancy or whatever you want to call it in the ICUs would trigger this, you know, warning that everybody's got to stay home. And most of the counties around said, let's just stay home. How about that? So the stay-at-home order is something we've all been through, and it started last night in San Francisco, Santa Clara, Contra Costa counties. Alameda and Berkeley are joining. They're calling it Monday at midnight, which would have been So it's already on.
Yeah.
Marin County's is going to take effect tomorrow. But basically, through the end of the year and just into the beginning of January, through January 4th, here's what's going to be closed. Pardon me. Bars, breweries, and distilleries, wineries, all indoor and outdoor sit-down dining will be closed in the Bay Area counties I've mentioned. Personal care services such as hair salons and barbershops, indoor and outdoor playgrounds, indoor recreational facilities. I assume that means gyms.
Yes.
Know what they mean?
Probably.
And then maybe also, like, you know,
movie theaters continue to be closed.
Sure. Museums, zoos, aquariums, all closed. Movie theaters closed. Family entertainment centers closed. Card rooms and satellite wagering closed. What's open? Schools. Schools will be open, or the ones that have been anyway. Retail will be reduced to 20% capacity indoors, so you'll have someone at the entryway counting you in.
Right.
So there may be lines depending on what time you head to the store for shopping. They obviously know this is Christmas, so there is shopping to be done. Shopping centers will remain open, but also at a much lower capacity. Restaurants can stay open for takeout and delivery, but that's it. So again, there will be no indoor or even outdoor dining. That apparently is out through the December.
Well, and offices, lock it down and try to comply.
Yeah, that's the hope. The hope is that if we can, you know, lock it down and quiet this surge, especially as we're also going to be putting vaccines out there for the frontline workers, we'll start to see that shift, the one we need where we're coming out of this.
Right.
So I know that it's hard, though, for so many people who are like, we barely started making some money and now we're shutting again. Come on.
That's not nice.
But the cases are surging, and that's why. So back to that food situation, I wanted to mention Grubhub just released a list of its delivery foods that had the biggest jump in popularity this year. And they say here, it's not health food. It's not.
Surprise.
It's not.
Surprise,
it's not
in my butt.
It's not a plant-based burger, everyone. Sorry. You probably would have liked to have heard that, but that's not the case. They say here, the top fives are spicy chicken sandwiches, chicken burrito bowls, chicken wings, waffle fries, and cold brew coffee, among other things that people that have jumped in the food delivery rush, I guess. What else here? Steak, quesadillas, iced lattes, fish and chips, strawberry shakes. God, I love strawberry shakes.
Oh, my God. That sounds delicious. I'll take one of those. Are you offering? Thanks.
No, I don't have one. Do you ever get those? You can get a strawberry shake at, like, In-N-Out. Do you go strawberry, chocolate?
You know what? I don't like their strawberry flavor.
Oh, so you have had it then?
Yeah, I have. I go chocolate shake at In-N-Out.
All right.
If I'm going to have a strawberry shake, I'm going to make it myself. And it's going to be vanilla ice cream, milk, and actual strawberries.
Oh.
Well,
that's right. I'm an elitist when it comes to my strawberry shakes. Even when I make my coffee shakes, the same way. Pour in my coffee.
You make so an good iced coffee shake.
I'll make a coffee,
coffee
milkshake.
Shake.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I never had one of those.
Well, you'd use the coffee instead of the water vin. Just a couple scoops of ice cream. Put it in the blender.
Oh, that sounds really good.
It does. Mm,
it's excellent. So
I'd have to do it in the morning, though, unless it was like a Saturday, because otherwise I'd just be all tweaked.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's a weekend. It's a weekend night treat. If it's happening at all, which it probably shouldn't. It's not advised. Don't do it. Stop it. Eat health food.
All right. Anyway, Grubhub, the list is out. The delivery foods with the biggest jump. The spicy chicken sandwich, everyone.
I'll take it.
The people love it. All right. I thought this was interesting just because we're, as you hear about the different decades, I've always had a sort of a thing for the 70s because I grew up through the 70s. And the 80s, while a lot of I was there and those were my years, some of the stuff's a little embarrassing. The Dayglo colors and the Aquanet hairspray. The hairspray is just the worst. That's the most embarrassing part.
Oh, I loved think. It. I loved it all. I
you loved the hairspray.
Oh, my God. I loved the 80s. And the biggest hair you ever saw. I was going for the biggest hair.
And I don't even, it's not even so much that I hate Dayglow. Dayglow's fine. I like, you know, it's all fine. But it's just the way those trends came on hot and then just, they went flamed out fast. Like that, they were just gone.
The 80s was its own little microcosm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved the 80s. Oh, my God.
Like in surfing, a lot of those bright colors became part of the culture.
Mm.
And then almost immediately someone went, what are we doing? And they just went poof.
I always thought that those colors looked great with a tan.
Sure.
Like, you know, sure. Dayglow orange bikini bottoms with a lime green Dayglow top. Oh, right. Just looks so good.
Well, 80s hairstyles are what we're talking about here.
Oh.
Women say the 80s are the decade with the most iconic hairstyles. Back to the hairspray I mentioned.
Yeah, there you go.
The average woman says she had 6 different hairstyles in her life. And I guess the 80s are the... When I mention 80s around my kid, she gets it because she has an American Girl doll from the 80s, but she doesn't really understand what decades mean.
Right.
So if you're too young, you're sort of like, what...
I haven't even lived one of those. I've lived my whole life in one of them.
I remember you saying your kids kind of went through an 80s phase where they liked the old games or maybe
yes.
they just sort of...
Well, Stranger Things, it was actually instrumental right. in that. Like, they really liked Stranger Things and sort of the... It was really different. I mean, in just a few short years, we have completely become screen people.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the beginning of it. You know, that's when we all got our first little Mac, desktop. Remember those? They were like boxes.
No, I never had that.
Oh, but in the 80s. Yeah, I had that. It was a Macintosh, I think it was called. Like an Apple. I don't even think it was called an Apple computer. It was called a Macintosh.
A Macintosh. Yeah, I think yeah. so. Well, anyway, 80s apparently is the decade with the most iconic hairstyles. I can think of a few, including the way Madonna did her
yes.
hair, that was one of them. I don't know who started the one with the very shaved side and
Cindy
the bang
Lauper.
That went all the way across that, like, so it was combed from like a part on the side
yeah.
and one length over to the side and then the yeah. shaved side here.
That's Cindy, I think. You know, although her hair was definitely not combed. You know what I mean? She had big hair, but she had the side shaved and green or whatever.
Right.
You know, she just, I remember the first time seeing her, I just thought, damn, look at that. Like, she's going crazy with her
right.
hair.
The other one I can think of is my girlfriend from high school in the 80s would turn her head over, Aquanet the heck out of it.
Yep.
Rat it up. And would leave the house with a foot of hair over the top of her head.
That's as it should be, Vinny.
And a foot on each side. And
when I get a haircut, I'd be like, just take off one or two stories. I don't want to go two.
Right.
I love big hair. Oh,
anyway,
so
the 80s wins. So if you were there, then maybe you feel happy or proud of yourself that you got to be there for the decade.
I am very happy that I got to be there for that crazy
Were you
spandex.
Just, that was the one you did? And then what? Did you color it too or what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I dyed it black with white and red chunks in it, and I never brushed it. I only ever would squirrel it up like this and then take a pick and pull it and pull pieces out and spray them as I did them. So they were, I had like a halo of hair. I look like a lioness. I loved it. Oh, my God. I loved it so much. Hey, you got that Geneva picture? My band that I was in at the time where we're all in spandex. And
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Bryn.
Oh.
I'm looking for it, actually, on your Facebook page. Where can I find that?
I don't know. It's around somewhere. I thought you had it. Do I have it? I'll post it up on my Instagram I'll repost it. What's today? Memories Monday?
No, today is we're talking about 80s hair, and you have a picture of you with 80s hair. That's
yeah.
That's
no, I'm saying I'll put it on
Memories right,
Monday
yeah.
on Instagram. Yeah, I'll do that. I don't All know right. how to hashtag things, so I want to make sure I get it right, Vinny.
Okay.
I'm a child of the 80s, not a child of, I'm not a millennial.
Right. Yeah, I don't even try to do that stuff. Filters? No. Hashtag? Yeah. Absolutely not. Here's a pic. I'm going to go.
I got things to do.
That's all I can do. I'm just going to stick with that. All right. So anyway, let me go on to my next story. There's a 40-year-old guy named Doug Henning from Elliott, Maine. Do you know it?
I do.
You must have rolled through. Speaking of Geneva.
I've heard of Elliott.
You guys toured New England. Those were your crazy years.
They were. It's true. 86, 87.
So I'm sure Elliott, Maine is very familiar with Geneva and Sarah Clark and her.
I'm sure. Yes, Vinny.
I'm sure there's a groupie there now that thinks lovingly about that night.
What's this guy's name? Doug Henning?
Doug Henning from Elliott, Maine.
That's a, wasn't there a magician named Doug Henning?
I think so. Yeah.
So this is just a random who happens to have this name.
He grew up in an adopted family, but after putting in quite a bit of work on Ancestry.com, he managed to connect with his biological dad.
Oh.
His biological dad, Raul, flew from Columbia to Boston to meet Doug for the first time over Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. That's
in the middle of
a pandemic.
Okay. Because everything today has to be hashtag content.
Yeah.
Doug decided to dress in full Buddy the Elf costume and do the Will Ferrell's father and son shtick from Elf.
Really?
Well, because he's got to video it. And he's got to. Okay. Turns out Raul had never seen the movie, so he was pretty confused.
I just kind of ignored
that his son was acting like a fool as he walked up to hug him. Doug says, quote, "He probably thought I was a lunatic, but it was really good way to break the ice." Anyway, both of them say it was great to come together finally after all these years, even if they did have to devote some of their time together to watching Elf so that Dad would get the joke. So
well, it gives him something to do. It's true. I mean, you know, it seems like your expectations on meeting a long-lost parent would be that I mean, it's still meeting a stranger. You're still got to figure out something to talk about. So having a two-hour movie to be able to fall back on, that takes up 2 hours of the time, and you have something to talk about.
What it brings about in my mind, and it's an admission, really. As a radio person, I didn't go into radio having been in radio or listened to radio. I just sort of fell into it, and I've learned along the way. But as a radio person, everything's a goddamn bit. Everything. Yeah. Anything you think of that happens in your life, you're like, well, I know how I can turn this into radio gold or whatever.
Right.
And here's this guy doing, that's what people do now. Everybody's doing a damn bit because
content.
Of their Instagrams.
I need something to put up there besides another picture of my coffee cup on a Sunday morning.
So if you've ever wondered what it's like to be a radio person, you don't need to wonder. You just think about how you are with your Instagram.
Look
That's
your
what
feed.
It's like.
Exactly.
What can I post? It's that.
Mm-hmm.
All day, every day.
Yep. You're doing your own radio show and you don't even know it.
You're living it. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, I can't do it. Okay, I'm going to. If you're going to talk about the 80s hair, you need to include the much needed perm.
Oh, yeah, perms. Remember Gloria Estefan had, she had the hair that I wanted. If I wasn't going to go Bon Jovi style, I would have gone Gloria Estefan. But
that was
my
actually
hair
one of the questions, so I was going to not, and now I'm going to anyway.
Do it.
In the Selena show I watched, she has a really kinky perm, and I don't know if that girl has your regular straight black hair that a lot of Mexican or Hispanic people have. Because she had the kinkiest curls ever. Is that a perm?
I have no idea. It could be a wig even, right?
I was asking our Selena expert.
Oh.
Well, actually, when I saw the trailer in the sneak peeks, I was like, what? She never had hair like that. But in her early career, she had hair like that. But she used to, what everyone knows her for is the long black straight hair.
Yeah.
So she didn't have, so
she
that
did,
was a perm.
But yeah, I don't know too much about it. That was all before my time.
Well, you're learning now. You're going to learn all the backstory on Selena.
Because
they can't kill her off during the series, right?
No.
I mean, I guess that would
just
be the finale.
No, apparently, because there's the first season's out. The second season will deal with Yolanda, the murderer.
Mm-mm.
So
ooh.
Anyway, the mullet is back, y'all.
Is
Miley
it?
Cyrus has the cut.
That's right.
I guess I'll go mullet. If Miley has it,
Miley's cut
well.
Actually looks great on her, but it is a completely stolen hairdo from Joan Jett. It's like she took Joan Jett, a picture of Joan Jett, went in and said, I'll have this.
Right. Well, I can bring it back. It's great. It's short hair is easy.
LOL, Vinny, talking about the 80s. I was born in 84, and when I started taking my daughter, 11-year-old daughter, about things from the 90s, she asked, how was it back then? LMAO. Yeah, that's, you know.
It was over 20 years ago, so.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Sarah, yes, it was the Apple Macintosh back then.
I see.
So that's what you had.
Oh, that looks great. That's what I want my hair to look like.
That's a great cut.
I'm looking at a...
We're looking at a pic of Miley.
Picture of Miley.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with some crazy ass. That's what I titled it. and then I got what the Kardashians are doing on vacation and Wonder Woman after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.